I've got the food. D's got the beer. It's time to feed the resistance. Thanks today to Brennan's Market, Wisconsin's favorite specialty market. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Now, last week you pointed out that not only is June Dairy Month, but June is also Pride Month.
Right.
And I made the comment, oh, we got to do something fun for Pride Month. And then I went home and went round and round and round and through the internet and every little corner of the internet trying to find queer food.
Right.
It's really not easy to find. one of the things I did was I went on to foodandwine.com, and I don't think I quite said queer food. I just said pride.
Yeah.
And one of the articles that came up was entitled, Top Chef winner Melissa King finds creative ways to support the queer community.
Oh, cool.
So I thought, all right, let's find a recipe from Melissa King. I always confuse Melissa King with another Top Chef alum, Kristen Kish, who I believe is also gay.
Oh.
And you'll see, I have a picture of Melissa up on the computer right now, and here's Kristen. You might be able to see how I confuse the two
for
of them.
For sure. For sure.
So I accidentally went looking for recipes from Kristen Kish, and I finally found one on a site called tastecooking.com.
Okay.
I thought, well, while I'm here, why don't I just type in pride and see what comes up? And what came up was the LGBTQ sandwich.
All right.
I love
sandwiches.
And I love the introduction to the sandwich on the website. It says, for progressive eaters, the BLT can seem like a dated, limited sandwich. Opt for the more inclusive, forward-thinking LGBTQ sandwich. A riff on the classic based on an internet meme made in homage to the queer community's diversity.
Awesome.
So basically, it's lettuce. That's the L. Guacamole, that's the G, bacon, of course, tomato, of course, and queso for the Q.
Oh, okay. I was like, what is the Q? Perfect.
And the lettuce is arugula, so.
Yeah, I love arugula.
I think you count that as lettuce, don't you?
Totally. Yeah. It's in the lettuce family.
Right, exactly.
And it's all about the family, right?
Right, exactly. Especially today.
Right, totally. Yeah, and if you want to pair this with a queer beer, Delta Beer Lab over off of Rimrock Road is a queer-owned, queer-ran brewery.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah. So you could definitely hit them up.
We also have a brewery that's run by a couple trans women?
Yes. So it's Jessica's the trans woman that runs Giant Jones.
Giant Jones, that's right. So we have a couple
wife,
choices
yeah.
here in Madison. So.
Yeah, 100%. I wanted to pair this with a beer from Third Space because whenever I think about BLTs, I think of summertime and I think of like picnic kind of things, you know, and lemonade.
Of course.
First thing that comes
to mind.
Of course,
yes.
You know? So Third Space puts out this lavender lemonade fruited sour. I love lavender too. So I'm like, I basically just wanted an excuse to drink this beer.
I honestly did not get the lavender until you were saying it just now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was
it's
taking
very
a drink
slight.
As you were saying, I went, oh yeah, I smell the lavender for sure. And I like the kind of fizziness of this.
Yeah. And I mean, it's not super duper sour.
Right.
It's not like a big pucker factor on here. So I was hoping it would pair well with our LGBTQ sandwich.
Well, let's give it a shot and see what happens.
All right. I love the guacamole on there.
Mm-hmm. And the queso. Mm-hmm. Now, the recipe that I found for this sandwich had homemade queso.
Oh.
And being that I was there at Brennan's anyway, I just picked up some queso.
Yeah, totally.
And it worked well.
Ooh, I really enjoy this pairing a lot. The lavender, I feel like with the bread that you have especially.
And the bread represents the brown stripe in the new brown stripe in flag.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's a whole grain bread. So.
Yeah, they definitely complement each other really well. You don't get a whole lot of the sourness through here, but I just think it really is light and lovely.
That sourness that does come out a little bit also goes very well with the arugula.
Yeah, totally.
It really pairs nicely with that.
100%. Yep, the spice of the arugula in there. Fantastic.
Beautiful. We do this every week right about this time. We cook, we eat, we drink, we feed the resistance. Thanks to Brennan's Market. Make your gathering more memorable with Brennan's on Madison's Alternative. 106.7 The Resistance.